We have a tremendous ambition to actually bring in new development projects for regenerating our towns and villages, whether it's Letterkenny or Balvafay or Cairndonnor or Burtonport. We have close to 200 million on the books for major projects to start over the next number of years, and we need to match that to the tune of about 40 million. We're quite ambitious, and the desire of our council is to keep on that path and to get support where we can from central government. This is a point in history where we haven't seen that type of support before for the North West City region. The new university, LYIT, Shared Island Initiative, which we're deeply hopeful we can get things out of that. And then on top of that, with the Brexit Adjustment Fund, all those serve as opportunities to grow and benefit the economy here in Donegal. And it's our job as a council and our responsibility to make the most of it for our time here. And it's a duty we have to the public and the people we serve.
The reality of it is that you could spend twice as much as the 162 million euro which has been included in this revenue budget if what every member wants was actually included in that book.
And I suppose in fairness to ramp up that, it would take some time. But I think people are realistic as well in terms of we have to maximise and optimise the money we have available. There is no doubt we could spend more, absolutely more. And it's a tricky thing for our staff working the budget, balancing all the requests of members. And that's why we work closely with members to actually prioritise within those needs and desires, because we haven't got unlimited money. And that's about funding those that most benefit us. And that doesn't always mean the big stuff. The small ones are important too for people in their homes and roads and footpaths and lighting and around council housing and the new measures on climate change.